Yasser has not known peace and comfort for several years. She is a refugee from Syria who has left her home for the safety of herself and her children. The family fled their home from the midst of the violence in their home country and were looking for peace and stability as refugees in Europe. They did not know what to expect in their moves or where they were going exactly. They found it hard to be optimistic in these times of unknown and destruction. And I find that the Israelites were feeling a similar way as they were beginning to hear the text we heard today that was shared with them as they were moving into exile. The Israelites were in times of destruction and despair. They were not sure what to expect about their future or what could happen to them, or what would happen to them. Right before the text today, the Israelites were defeated and taken over by the Assyrians, who were in a neighboring country, Assyria. Their city and their countries were destroyed, buildings and homes laid in ruins around them, and the people were taken from their homes. I can imagine children crying, animals and livestock running in every single direction, screams filling the air. Pure chaos as no one knows what to do or what is happening. And the Israelites were taken into exile. They were being taken from everything they know about their lives and their families. Everything they knew and took comfort in was gone in a few moments. The people were being taken to a land that was foreign to them, and they did not know what would happen once they got there and lived there. They did not know what customs were common or how the people lived there. They did not know anything. They were filled with fear of not knowing what will happen to them next. They weren't sure what would happen next. They were probably feeling all sorts of emotions as they were thinking about this and being taken out. Fear, anger, sadness, confusion. It probably felt like shadows and uncertainty were the only things surrounding them in those moments as they were moving and traveling out of their homes. The Israelites were moving into times of uncertainty and did not know what would happen as they moved into areas that were foreign to them. And just like the Israelites were being taken into exile, it can feel like most of us are being taken into exile and put in chaos as well. Life has been and continues to be chaotic at times, especially this past year and a half with COVID. Balancing life, family, work, and self is difficult and can seem like a never-ending cycle. Life as we know it has ended, and we don't know what will happen next. It can seem hard to know and see where God is in all of this. Political turmoil, where it seems all that happens is fighting and arguing about what to do about different issues that impact us and our family, who's right, who's wrong, who's pointing fingers at each other. It may seem like that most of us cannot feel like we can talk to others without having to defend ourselves or what we believe. And COVID is still very much present in our lives and our interactions. We still fear whether we have to wear a mask on us or whether we have one on us and when we can safely take it off or not. Do I need a booster? Do I need to stay home? Where fear is still present in how we interact and behave with each other. We have had to learn what life will look like, and we do not know what life will look like after. Many things were lost and changed in our lives that we do not know what to do next. The ending can seem unknown, and for some of us, it may be hard to find the energy to just keep going. It is tiring and exhausting to keep going sometimes, as well as feeling a range of emotions that surround us. Chaos and uncertainty can feel and seem endless. But even in that endless chaos that surrounded the Israelites, God brings hope to the Israelites in their struggles. The prophet in the text is praising God in the moment as they are in this time of struggle because they know God wants harmony and stability in this world. The prophet is praising God for what God will bring to the people in the midst of turmoil and chaos, which is a ruler who will come to free them. Turmoil and difficulties in the lives of the Israelites continue to happen. That much is true. The Israelites were taken over by the Assyrians and are still going into exile. But there is hope to come among those struggles. I can imagine the Israelites, as they're being taken away into exile, moving away from their homes, being stuck in the negative feelings and only seeing the disastrous things happening around them. It can be hard to see anything positive in that moment. But the prophet speaks of hope that God will bring them. Hope is understanding that life and parts of life are not going to go well all the time, and knowing that God is still part of it and will use those parts of life to make life joyful amid those struggles. God wants and is with creation to live in harmony with one another and bring peace to the Israelites by bringing someone who will lead them to that harmony. God wants stability in the lives of creation and works towards making that desire for harmony a reality through the words of the prophets and the people. God calls someone to the Israelites to lead and bring them to harmony, and God works through the Israelites to achieve the peace and harmony God desires. In the midst of the struggles, God brings hope to the Israelites. And just like God brings hope to the Israelites, God continues to bring hope to us as well. Just like the Israelites, life can be a struggle and continues to be a struggle as well for us. There is arguing over political turmoil, COVID ravages on and changes all the time, and life continues to be unknown. And God continues to work and be with us in those moments and will not leave us alone. God wants harmony and peace for all of us, for all of creation to this day. And God's Spirit calls and comes around us to work towards that. God brings hope to us by caring for our neighbors, by speaking out against any type of oppression we see against them, and working towards showing that everyone and everything in creation is loved and cared for as God created them to be. God continues to be with us in the hardest moments and when we are feeling weary and tired of life and everything that is a part of it. Like Yasser and her family, they did not escape the hardship and turmoil that came with leaving Syria. They were filled with grief and terror as they did, and they kept going because they knew they were going to try to live more peacefully. They went where they knew they would get help from others around them. They were given hope to keep going. And just like their family and those who are seeking refuge, God is with us and gives us hope. God never leaves us and continues to be with us. God desires for us to have peace and harmony as God's creation and sends God's Spirit to be with us as we begin to work towards it for us and for our neighbors. God is with us and will be with us as we move through the hardships we experience through life.